with the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on this Tuesday, November the 11th, and you are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
How are you?
I'm very well. Did you enjoy your fireworks?
I didn't have any fireworks this year.
Didn't you?
No.
What about your guy, Fawkes? Were you sort of draped somewhere in a city centre against a wall, collecting?
Do you think?
Well, were you?
No.
Okay.
I didn't trick or treat either.
Didn't you?
No.
Oh, good job. I always hide when they're coming round.
Do you?
Yeah, but you've been speaking a lot, I hear.
I have indeed, yeah. Just on that, I had a fantastic evening on Saturday evening. I was pleased and very proud to present the Achievement Awards at the Kent Deaf Children's Society party on Saturday evening. And I was absolutely blown away. I'm totally inspired by some of the things that the kids had achieved based, you know, on the fact of their so-called disabilities. But unbelievable, unbelievable.
Was it a do for the kids and the parents?
Yeah, there are awards for kids. I mean, one of the award winners was 4 years old, for goodness sake, young Heath. I mean, he was absolutely stonkingly brilliant.
And what had Heath done?
He won the Educational Achievement Award, actually. He'd learnt to do loads of things and all kinds of stuff. Absolutely unbelievable. And what a lovely, lovely kid as well. There were also awards for young adults and parents and carers, a whole range of awards for people that have been involved in what was going on. It was a fabulous evening, and Louise Henley, who is the chair of the Kent Deaf Children's Society, has asked me to pass on a big thanks to all the Business Bunker listeners, and there were quite a few of them that donated the many, many, many raffle prizes that went on to help raise money on the evening. But it was a fabulous event. Absolutely blown away.
Well done, you.
Yeah.
And may I ask who our sponsors are today?
Today's show sponsor is a new sponsor for us. It's the Fogo Chop House in Maidstone.
I love a chop.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they do more than chops as well. The Fogo Chop House is a whole new concept. It's a buffet restaurant, an all-you-can-eat buffet restaurant.
I love all-you-can-eat.
But with fresh barbecue meat. And I have actually eaten there, and it is superb. The quality of the food's brilliant, and it's very, very cost-effective. Anyway, the Fogo Chop House can be found at Lockmeadow, that's next to the cinema in Maidstone. So do trundle along there and try it out if you're in the area.
That's quite healthy, because I was talking earlier with one of our guests, and we were saying, well, it was Luke, of course, Luke Faulkner. I was telling him to do the caveman diet so he could go to Fogo Chop House tuck in.
Yeah, he could. But all those kind of things really make me laugh when they come out with things like that, you know, like the paleo diet and all the rest of it. Do they not know that average life expectancy in the Neolithic was like 22? You know, if it was that healthy, how come everybody died, basically?
Well, they didn't have antibiotics, did they?
No, exactly.
They had to catch a brontosaurus.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Which, you know, saw its tail off. All
took
time.
Yeah, and eat it raw. Yeah.
All took time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you ever had raw brontosaurus?
Yeah, all the time.
Like it?
Yeah, brilliant.
Not sure I agree.
Hmm?
Anyway, Luke is going to try it out.
Is he?
Our guest, yeah. He's going to try it.
He doesn't need to. He's all slim and lovely because he's already lost the weight.
I know.
It's no good telling him to do it after the event.
He's got to sustain it, though, hasn't he?
Hmm. Anyway, we would love to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, and you can get in touch with us in all the usual ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. You can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the best way to get hold of us is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. And we've already had quite a few tweets. And I've got one, actually, that was a Facebook post that I want to read. And it's from our good friends over at Ancorians Football Club. And they say, we're very proud to announce that we are shortlisted finalists in the upcoming Medway Sports Awards for Club of the Year. They're also in for Junior Club of the Year for the Ancorian Angels and Junior Club of the Year for Ancorians Football Club. So that's three awards they're up for. On top of this, Hannah Price, one of our senior coaches who does so much for the club in a coaching capacity, is a shortlisted finalist in the Unsung Hero Award. So a big congratulations goes to Hannah for being shortlisted. So a fabulous well done to Ancorians Football Club, the community football club over there in Mumbai. Well done. And I think that Sammy the Starfish ought to get some kind of award as well.
You mean that marigold glove starfish?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, he should.
Absolutely.
He definitely should.
I think you can read an email and then I'll read some tweets, Jules.
This is the last chance to book. It's the North Kent Business Clinic It's on the 12th of November, I think that's manana, at 5:15. It's at Dickens World, Leviathan Way.
Leviathan, that is.
Leviathan
Way. I always give you that one because you can't say the word Leviathan.
Leviathan Way.
Leviathan.
Chatham, Kent. And they say meet like-minded business owners, fellow members of the FSB, that's Federation of Small Businesses, and hear from the guest speaker. There's a free light buffet, all welcome, and do bring a friend or a colleague. And this is from the fabulous Neville Gaunt, the chairman of the North Kent branch. There is a phone number which I'll read out, and you can go on to 3ws.f for Freddie, S for Sugar, B for Bertie, .org.uk. /Kent and Medway, and the phone number for Neville to book is 01 622 688 134, and that's Neville Gaunt, chairman of the North Kent branch, and it's tomorrow at 5:15 in Dickens World, Leviathan Way.
Cool. I was, as some of you may remember, I chaired the Digital in Kent conference last week on Thursday, and then I hot-footed it over from there to the Federation of Small Business Annual General Meeting. What a cracker that day was. We had loads of good things at both events, but Hilary Steele, the editor of the Kent Women in Business magazine, gave a talk at the FSB meeting, and it was all about getting your oats, and I'll say no more. You've got to look it up. It was a cracking talk.
Oh, we must check that out.
Yeah, check it out. There's a lot of activity on that on Twitter. Give Hilary Steele of Kent Women in Business a follow. It was a cracking speech. Nice one. Also, a couple of weeks ago, we had the lovely Shirley Mansfield on the show, talking about her new book, Grown Up Business, and she has put up some books as prizes. And last week's book was won by the Bridge Trust, and she has announced the winner of this week's book. And the winner is, drum roll,
yeah.
Joseph Dorian from Precious Patch.
Okay.
And his winning answer was, a grown-up business delivers what it promises every time. Is great to deal with, cares, and makes sure that customer experience is consistent. So a fabulous well done to Joseph Dorian of Precious Patch, for winning the Grown Up Business book, number 2. And there's one more book still to win.
Congratulations there. Well, great prize, and I'm sure they'll enjoy
reading
that.
It's a fabulous book.
Yes.
I've been reading it myself.
Yeah, I've got it by my bed.
Have you?
Yeah.
Was it propping up the bed?
No. My bed has got legs.
Has it?
Yeah.
Not wobbly legs, then?
No. Legs and drawers.
So you're actually reading the book, then?
I am,
Or are
yes.
you getting Gavin to read it to you?
No, he's too busy with Frontier Funds.
Is he?
He's choosing his book cover at the moment.
Is he?
Driving me nuts.
Do you know I've pre-ordered it for when it's published?
Oh.
Yeah.
There's quite a few people going on frontierfunds.org to pre-order.
Yeah.
And it's out in February. Cool. So frontierfunds.org.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
It's got some cracking pictures in it.
Yeah. We've had some tweets. We've had a tweet from Lucy Hall and also from Amy at AM Marketing, who are listening in, as well as the lovely Alex Waterton at F Keys, the Microsoft training company over there in Medway and Canterbury. Who else have we had? Unite Works. Oh, Sally Laker, the lovely Sally Laker. Sally for Cakes has tweeted in, as has... Oh, Vanilla Web, a seasonal fundraiser for the diary. Could we have a shout out, please, for the Ashford Pilgrims Hospice fundraising initiative? So there you are. If you'd like to find out more about it, you can follow them, and their Twitter address is ashpilgrimsfvol. Let me make sure I've read that properly. That's Ash Pilgrim. It's all one word, ashpilgrimsfvol. And I think that stands for Fund Volunteers. So Ash Pilgrims, FVOL, on the Twitter. Give them a follow and find out about their latest fundraising efforts.
Yes, make a pilgrimage to that.
We've also had a tweet from Gullens Employment.
Hello.
And she says, Vanilla Web, we have exciting news at Gullens. We are expanding into North Kent and opening an office in Gravesend at the end of the month. So that's Gullens, the law firm. And particularly Gullens HR Law, which is their Twitter handle, and that Gullens are opening a new branch in Gravesend at the end of the month. So congratulations on your expansion, and I hope your new office goes very well.
Yeah, it's fantastic news, isn't it? Because they've been listeners right from sort of square one, really, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Week one. Have you seen, you've had one from the Spice Lounge? Spice Lounge in Faversham. Dear Vanilla Webb, hello. He says, "We welcome to Faversham. We serve kangaroo with a twist."
Really?
Yeah. Spicy kangaroo with a twist.
Spicy kangaroo with a twist.
Yeah. Does that make you jumpy?
Do they serve anybody else or just kangaroos?
Oh, they might serve the odd zebra.
Oh, your we've phone's got a phone ringing. Call.
Who
oh,
calleth,
I wonder who that is.
Who calleth the Business Bunker?
Hello, you're on the Business Bunker.
Hello, Paul. It's David Bowman from Intelligent Mobile Advertising.
Oh, hello.
Hello, David. How are you?
All right, yourself?
Yeah, not too bad at all, mate.
Yeah, I just thought I'd ring up to find out if I could get a plug.
Yeah.
We've got one in the little three pin plug. In the little
13 amp plug.
After a three prong plug, please.
Oh, right, okay.
For a desk lamp.
Three prong plug.
Yeah, basically, business is going really well, which is really good. Got Kent and East Sussex Railway. We're promoting them this Saturday.
Tell the listeners exactly what you do, David, with IMA.
What it is we're what you would call a unique advertising company. We basically use bikes with advertising trailers, specially designed trailers. What we do is we basically get the business, or we can design banners basically for them, but 9 times out of 10 companies provide their own banners. What we do is we place the banner onto the back of the trailer, which is attached to the bike, and basically pedal their business around any basically street, high street, pedestrianised area, basically anywhere they like it, and sort of promote their business.
It's a cracking idea, isn't it?
Yeah, we engage people, we talk to them, we promote the business. It's been going really well. I've had a lot of support, become a member of the Kent Tender and Chamber of Commerce.
Fantastic.
And it's been really good.
Because you've only recently launched this business, haven't you?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. I mean, sort of, obviously, sort of, you've been a real support as well. You know, you sort of helped, gave me the boost to get it and gave me the confidence to sort of get it up and running. So.
No, it's a cracking idea, and all power to you, David, and well done. How can people find out more about it? Where's your website? What's your Twitter handle?
Basically, they can find us on the net. It's www.imadvertising.co.uk. You can find us on Twitter, which is capital IMA, lowercase in, capital K, and then obviously ENT for Kent, so it's IMA in Kent.
Fantastic.
And also find us on Facebook, which is facebook.com, and it's Intelligent Mobile Advertising.
Brilliant. All power to you, mate. It's a cracking idea, and I'm really pleased that you launched it, and I know that you're going from strength to strength, and that's fabulous news. What we'll do, David, is we'll actually get you on as a guest on the show in a few weeks' time, and you can actually go into it in more depth.
Yeah, that'd be absolutely brilliant. Yeah, I'd absolutely love that. That'd be great.
Brilliant. All right, David, thank you so much for calling the Business Bunker Show, and keep on keeping on, and we will see you soon.
Yep, smash it. Thanks. Take care.
Cheers now. Bye.
Bye.
David Bowman there of IMA, Intelligent Marketing and Advertising. It is a cracking idea.
It is.
Yeah, it's a cracking idea. I'm sure, David, we won't mind me mentioning this. I did some workshops for the Department of Work and Pensions for long-term unemployed people that were looking to go into self-employment. And David was one of the guys on that workshop. And he came to me with the idea. And I just said, go for it. It's going to work. It's going to work big time.
Yeah.
And all power to him. Or he just went straight out and did it. And on the day that he decided to launch the business, he got his first customer.
Wow.
I mean, that's just amazing. I'm really blown away
and
by it.
Are there going to be lots of bicycles pedalling?
Yeah, at the moment, obviously, he's got no money. Yeah, he started the business with no money. He made the trailer that goes on the back of his bike himself. He's got a couple of customers already. They've had massively good feedback from doing it. So now he's desperately trying to save up and, earn some money to buy a number of bikes and to get other people involved. Because he rides the bikes himself as well at the moment. He does everything. So basically he needs other people involved that want to do it as well. So
I'm thinking Luke, you know, with his sustainable thing could get involved there as
well.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We'll ask him later when he's on.
Yeah, absolutely. So, fantastic. And I'm really proud of what he's achieved in such a short space of time. He's really hit the ground running. And I won't tell you anymore because he can tell you himself. He's got a really sad backstory that got him into the situation that he was in. And he can tell you about that when he comes on the show, because I do want him on the show because he's inspirational. You know, it just shows you that if you want to do something, you can do it and you can make it happen. Yeah. And I'm really, really, really made up for him. Good stuff. Okay. On that note, I'm going to play a record, and this is somewhat sad, but I'm sure that Roger's up there looking. We sadly lost a true gentleman, a musician, a singer, a broadcaster, and the presenter of the Big Band Show here on Channel Radio. After a very short illness, he sadly passed away on Sunday, and we already miss Roger Jeffrey really, really badly, and he will be sorely missed.
He will.
He is a true friend. Roger, we're thinking of you, and this song is for you.
And all your family.
Mm-hmm.
Join in the conversation with hashtag Daily Bread from Mike Waterton.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on this Tuesday, the 11th of November. And joining us now on the show, we have Trish Stretton on the phone. Hello, Trish.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm really well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, fine, thank you.
Trish is from People Face to Face. And I think you've got an event coming up soon, is that right?
Yeah, it's tomorrow, actually, so we're kind of running around like swans at the moment,
okay.
Trying to get everything done. It's at Chaucer Business Park in Whitstable.
Oh, right, yeah, I know, Chaucer Business Park, yep.
Yep, it's a joint event that Chaucer, People Face to Face and the ILM are sponsoring. It's for employees and individuals, and it's the title of it is The Difference Coaching Can Make.
Is the what? Sorry, say again.
The Difference Coaching Can Make.
Right.
It's really about the range of coaching, mentoring support that individuals and businesses can tap into in Kent.
Oh, wow. Okay. And that's with Chaucer Directly Insurance people, is it?
That's right, yes.
Okay. And so tell us a little bit, fill in a little bit more about what you offer people face-to-face and what your role in this is as well.
All right. Well, our role is to give information on coaching, mentoring, leadership management qualifications. We're a local provider of qualifications at levels 3, 5, and 7.
Right.
And we also do kind of personal development, coaching, team development, learning and development consultancy. So if people, organisations want to speak to an expert about developing people, then call people face to face. That's
wow.
what we're here for. Yeah.
Cool. Sounds good. Yeah. So tell us how we can find out about people face to face. There is actually a link to you guys on our website, but give us your web address and your Twitter handles and Facebook pages and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, the web address is the www.peoplefacetoface, and that's the number 2, not the word 2, so peoplefacetoface.co.uk.
Yep. Fantastic.
Twitter handle is at people face to face.
Fantastic. And sorry, Jules. And if people want to come along to your workshop tomorrow,
yep.
How do they go about doing that?
Well, you can just turn up. There's still some spaces left. We're doing a morning event and an afternoon event.
Right.
The afternoon is a repeat of the morning, so
okay.
We're not taking out a whole day. Morning starts at 9:15 for tea and coffee. Afternoon is 1:15. And we've got information on sales coaching, mentoring, executive coaching, team coaching, and business growth. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, we've got some really good speakers coming along.
Fantastic. So that's 9:00, basically, to get in the queue for the morning event, 1:00 for the afternoon event at the Chaucer Business Park in Whitstable.
That's right, and all the signposts will be there for where you can park. There's free parking on site, and there'll be tea and coffee available throughout the day.
Okay, is that in the Chaucer Direct building?
If you head to the Chaucer Direct building, there'll be signposts there. They're
okay.
taking you into where their boardroom and office space is, so their meeting room spaces.
That's fantastic. Okay.
Yep.
It's free.
It's not going to cost you anything.
Absolutely. And you can just turn up and come along. So do that, people out there. It sounds like a cracking event or two events. And if you can't get up that early, which isn't that early at all, really, you can do the afternoon event.
That's right. We look forward to seeing you.
Fantastic, Trish. Thank you so much for telling us about that. And good luck with the event.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'll see you on the 9th of December, I think.
Looking forward to it, yeah.
Yeah, all right then.
Absolutely. Take care, Trish. Thank you.
Bye, Trish.
Bye.
She makes a mean lemon drizzle cake, you
does
know.
Does she?
She's made me one on many an occasion. And it's actually on the Scoff Quaff website, www.scoffquaff.co.uk.
Coaching and lemon drizzle
cake. Lemon drizzle cake, yeah.
Oh,
she
I
makes
like
a
it.
Lovely lemon drizzle cake. It's gluten-free too.
Is it?
Yes.
Cool.
So that's tomorrow. Her workshop.
At the Chaucer Business Park, 2 workshops, 9:00 and 1:00, free to attend, don't have to pre-book, rock up, drink the tea and coffee, listen to what they've got to say, go home. What's not to like?
Fabulous.
Go. I would. All about coaching. It sounds like they've got a good lineup of speakers there as well.
Managing your money to help out humanity, the Start My Biz Bootcamp has it all. Money isn't everything, they say, even in the business world. So in addition to providing comprehensive workshops designed to help entrepreneurs make, manage and protect their hard-earned cash, the Start My Biz and Grow My Biz Bootcamp will offer a very interesting session on social enterprise. Right, let's find out how we go through this. Quite a long press release. Start My Biz and Grow My Biz are supported by Canterbury City Council and lots of other big businesses. To find out more about it, you need to speak to Chris West on 01227 862 532 or mobile 07786 852 061. But attendees will come away with a clear idea of how to create a business and a marketing plan that will entice their target markets and turn them into loyal customers. And there are many sessions, but one of them has Claire Burden, who's a mortgage and protection specialist from Blueprint Southwest, giving a presentation. So that call Chris West and find out more about it, or go on to Start My Biz on the Twitter at Start My B-I-Z.
Cool. Kent's only wellbeing event is on the 19th of November. How do you turn tragedy into a sporting event? Do you know how to think yourself happy?
Yes.
You'll find the answer to these questions and many more at Kent's only conference dedicated to how you feel, the Wellbeing Symposium. Sponsored by Health Insurance Group and now in its third year, the event is aimed at equipping employers with tools to manage a healthy and happy workforce. The most current wellbeing thinking will be delivered by speakers in workshops and through interactive zones aimed at inspiring you, challenging how you think and providing a different way to consider things. The morning speakers include Steve Brown, who as part of Team GB, captained the wheelchair rugby team in the 2012 Paralympics. He will be telling his story. Simon Thorpe will also speak during the morning sessions, and seeing as he specialises in motivational techniques, he will leave delegates feeling empowered and able to face future challenges. And how can voice coaching be used for well-being? You'll find out from our voice coaching expert, Pete Moody.
Voice coaching, that sounds interesting. Yeah.
Barrister.
Perhaps we should go.
Yeah, barrister.
Perhaps we should go to voice coaching.
Perhaps we should. Barrister Sophia Cannon and
could
the Sunday
Times. Could do as good.
Are you going to interrupt every time I start this?
Well, when you pause.
Barrister Sophia Cannon and the Sunday Times editorial director Eleanor Mills will speak about their lives and how they forged highly successful careers. To find out about nutrition, relaxation, motivation, resilience and loads of other techniques about your health, go to the Kent Wellbeing Symposium.co.uk website, or you can follow them on wellbeing_2014 on the Twitter. And that's on the 19th of November. And it doesn't say so in the press release, but I happen to know that's at the county showground up at Detling.
Oh, luckily you have a bit of insider information.
Absolutely.
Right. What, that's one thing to watch on press releases. Paul Andrews and I were having a discussion pre-show. Planning your campaign, please allow at least 8 weeks, we say, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Otherwise, you know, it's just very
difficult. We have to blurt it out at the last minute, yeah. And people don't get a chance to think about it and plan it and put it in their diaries.
And people are busy and get booked up.
Yeah, absolutely.
But also, put your details at the bottom of your press releases would really help. Mm-hmm. The following changes to employment law come into effect on the 1st of October. Number one, the National Minimum Wage Amendment number 2, Regulations 2014, will increase the various national minimum wage NMW rates as followed. Ready for this? The adult rate for workers who are aged 21 and over will increase from £6.31 to £6.50 per hour.
Whee, party!
Yeah. I mean, you couldn't get a jamboree bag for that now, could you?
No.
The youth development rate for 18 to 20-year-olds will increase from £5.03 to £5.13p per hour. The young workers rate for 16 and 17-year-olds who are above compulsory school age will increase from 3.72p to 3.79p an hour. And the apprentice rate, this makes me weep sometimes, will increase from £2.68 to £2.73 per hour. And the accommodation offset will increase from 4.91p to £5.08p per day. Now, is that all across the UK?
Yeah, that's UK-wide. It's a national minimum wage, which is why it doesn't work. I just want to say on that, and then we're going to move on, is that if you're looking at hiring an apprentice and you think you're going to pay £2.65 an hour in Kent, forget it, because you won't get anyone quite rightly to. The average paid wage in Kent, because I happen to know, is between £180 and £200 a week. Anything less than that, you ain't going to get anyone.
May I say that I have a lovely young apprentice hairdresser who blow-dries my hair on a Monday for me in Canterbury.
Who does it Tuesday and Wednesday, Angel?
My dog. But he is on the very low apprentice wage of £2, whatever it was, an hour. What did it used to be? So it's now going to be 273. So he was on 268.
Yeah.
So I always give him a huge tip.
Yeah.
And then I have to pay £6 in the car park. Frankly, I might as well have it done in Whitstable.
Yeah.
And just go to my normal hairdresser. But it's tough, that £2, and he works really hard.
Yeah, absolutely. You need to pay a living wage, not a minimum wage, is what it boils down
but
to.
What I was asking about London, don't they also get some sort of London living
allowance? No, it's a national minimum wage. It's. I don't want to get onto this because it's just ridiculous. It's one of my pet rants, though, is that if you set things like that, then people tend to adhere to it.
Yeah.
You're better off not having it, in my humble opinion, because what it does is it sets a benchmark, and too many people are lazy. They go, oh, well, I pay the minimum wage.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Whereas if you have to fight for a market rate, it will be different. You know, a living wage in London is a laughable £7.80 an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even that. I mean, can you imagine?
Well, that's not even hardly a cup of tea.
No, but, and that's the living wage in London,
yeah.
And similar to the South East. Anyway, enough of that. If you're an employer out there, you ain't going to get anyone decent unless you pay decent wages. That's
exactly.
That's basically what it boils down to. Okay, no. Do you know what? I think we'll, on that note, talk to somebody sensible.
Yeah.
And introduce our first guest to the show. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the show for the first time, all the way from Buckinghamshire, Mr. Luke Faulkner from Engage. Luke, welcome to the show.
Hi, Paul and Jules. It's really nice to be here. So thank you for having me on the show.
Absolute pleasure. Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about Engage to start with, and then we can talk about your specific project after that.
Okay, no problem at all. So the company I work for is Engage Solutions. We're a not-for-profit business support organisation, and we operate across the whole of England.
Sorry to interrupt. Are you funded by central government, or how does it work?
No, we're not funded by central government as such. We bid in for projects from Europe. Deliver business support
right.
Across England. So it all depends on the type of funding that's available to bid in for at the time.
Right. Okay.
I'm going to say some acronyms now. People will probably be like, what? But we work with ERDF, which is the European Regional Development Fund,
yeah.
ESF, which is the European Social Fund. There's EAFRD, I think it's EFRD, which is the European Agricultural Fund for yeah. Rural Development. So there's a number of them that we tap into.
And you do the EIO fund?
No.
The McDonald's one?
No. So it all depends on what calls are out at the time. Mainly we operate in the South East, and that's purely because of originally we used to hold the Business Link contract in the South East of England.
Right, okay.
We were part of that consortium, so right. Running that contract. You may have heard of it?
Yeah, sure, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's kind of disappeared into an online portal now.
But, yeah, sure. Here in Kent, we have an organisation called BSK, Business Support Kent, that originally ran the Business Link region here, and they're now a community interest company that still do a few things locally to support business.
Yeah, they were Business Support Kent, one of our partners originally in delivering the South East contract,
yeah.
So we work quite closely with them.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Anyway, we're kind of straying off topic. So we're a not-for-profit business support organisation, and I work on one of the European Regional Development Fund programmes called Grants for Eco-Innovation.
Right.
I'm looking to help businesses that have some kind of product, service or process that are looking to push that product or service process into the market.
Mm-hmm.
And we can give them a grant of up to £3,000 to help them attend trade shows, develop websites,
right.
Anything can kind of relate back to an increase in business for them.
So. Okay. And what's the qualification for that business? Has it got to be in the sustainable eco marketplace? How does it work?
Okay, so they need to have some kind of environmental benefit. That
right.
can be a reduction in CO2. We can also, it doesn't just have to be what they offer. It can also be about them looking at their own business internally.
Oh, right. So they don't actually have to be actually offering that as their core business?
No.
I see. Okay. As long as they are doing something sustainable as part of their overall business.
Yes, that's right.
I get it.
They need to be based in the southeast of England.
Right.
So that's excluding London. So it's the old kind of cedar patch we were mentioning earlier.
Yeah.
And they need to be an SME, so no more than 250 employees, and there's a turnover limit as well, which I think is €43 million or €50 million. I forget now, but there's
yeah.
If they meet those criteria, then we can usually support them and give them funding through the programme.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the type of funding and what's involved. You mentioned a figure of £3,000. Is that a set kind of figure, or is there different scales of what you can help with?
Okay, so we can offer grants of £1,000 to £3,000.
Right.
It is a match funded programme.
Right.
That means that the business needs to put in some of their own money to be sure. able to access the grant. It's funded at a rate, it's a funny rate, which is just under 31%. So whatever they spend, we will fund 31% of that activity.
Right, okay.
And the process they have to go through is an online application process.
Right, okay.
My role as the project manager, and the way we set up most of our programs, is that we're there to help the applicants with the application
right.
and help them access the money. So we're not the gatekeepers. We'll help them pull together the application and give them a good chance of accessing that money.
Okay, so that application goes to a European fund of some kind. Is that how it works?
No, it doesn't actually. The way the project is set up, we have a number of partners who help us deliver the program.
Right.
And they sit in our steering group, and they also act as kind of an appraisal panel.
Right.
So they sense check the applications that we're putting forward, making sure that they are meeting the criteria for the program, and making sure that we're doing all of the checks to make sure they're an SME, etc., and that they're eligible for funding.
Okay.
So they work quite closely with me, but they are separate to me. And the way it works is I put forward a good case for organisations being supported, and they'll hopefully agree with me, or they may come back and say, "Oh, we like the idea, but could they include something extra as well, or could they look at something else?"
Cool. So, on what basis is once the company has been qualified, they've put it in, and everybody's happy with it, and they go, "Yep, you're perfect. We're going to give you £3,000." On what basis is that money given? Is it a loan? Is it non-repayable? How does it work?
It's a grant.
Right.
There are conditions attached with it. Mainly the main condition is that they need to have approval first before they make any expenditure. So they can't spend anything before they put an application in and had it approved. Mm. You won't believe the number of people that come to us that have spent money and go, "Can we have some money back now, please?"
Yeah, sure.
It doesn't work like that. They have to go through the application process to be approved. Once they've been approved, they can then go ahead and make the expenditure they put in their application.
Right.
Once they've got the evidence, so that would be an invoice and a bank statement just showing that payment, they send that in to us. We then release the money to them.
Right.
And then we go back to them in 6 to 9 months' time just to see if that grant has had an impact on their business mm-hmm. and, what else we might be able to help them with in the future.
Okay. But... they don't. There's no concept of paying that back. It's not.
No, it's a grant. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, so the only thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the only thing they have to do is agree to do a review with us, and that helps them in two ways. One, to make sure that the grant is doing what they said it would do,
sure.
and also it allows us to see if there's anything else, if there are future funds available for us to tap into, what the business business is out there are looking for,
sure.
so we can make sure we're delivering a program of benefit to them and not something that's obviously of no use to anyone.
Absolutely.
Luke, can you give us an idea of some businesses that may have benefited already, or some people that put in applications?
I can give you a couple. So we had a company called the company's called Sycamore, but the product they have is called Big Wipes. You may have seen them in like DIY stores.
Mm.
They're kind of a special wipe that's used for grease and removing and oil. So they wanted to they purchased a van for trade shows, and they wanted the van to be printed up with all of their kind of logos and everything to promote what they're doing. And the environmental benefit was that the process that they make their big wipes was environmentally friendly. So we were able to access the funds that way for them. So we supported them at the trade show, and they just had their grant paid out in the last couple of weeks, actually.
Fantastic.
So, it's a simple idea like that. It doesn't have to be something that's going to save the world, but it's something that's making a difference. And
In a small, manageable, local way. No, absolutely. Mm. Yeah. No.
So are the wipes biodegradable? And
they
the packaging?
The packaging, I believe so, but don't quote me on that one.
So then how far do you go? Do you also say that the van should be sort of a hybrid electric and petrol?
No, we're not that strict.
Okay.
It's just purely what we're looking at the time from when they put the application in.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, we can, and we like I say, we try and work with the applicants and make sure they get access to the money, and we help them through that process.
Okay. And as far as people dealing with you, this can be any business that's based in the southeast of England.
Yeah, so that's covering Milton Keynes, Oxfordshire, Buckinghamshire, Kent, Hampshire, Isle of Wight, Surrey, Sussex, right.
The old Cedar region.
Yep, that's basically. Right. Yeah. Yep. Okay. If people aren't sure about whether or not they fall into that area, they can always give us a call. We'll check the postcode for them and make sure that they are in area. So
fantastic. And how can people find out more about it? Can you give us the website address and Twitter handles and those kind of things?
Yeah, sure. So the project website is www.grantsforecoinnovation.co.uk. And there's obviously more information on the website there.
Fantastic.
And the Twitter handle is @eco_grants.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for that, Luke.
That's
thank
okay.
you for coming and telling us about that. It's an interesting thing. And also quite useful because here in Kent, I know you listened to a show that we had on recently about some of the grants available for businesses. But quite often small businesses only need very small amounts of money in order to get up and running and do things. So the grant at that level is really, really useful for small and micro businesses. So I think that's a really fantastic help to get things up and running. And as Jules intimated, I think that that's something that David of IMA might want to know about, because that's a perfect amount of money that he needs to take his business to the next level, which is to buy himself a new bike and trailer, basically.
Yeah. And get a few apprentices.
And get some apprentices in cycling, yeah.
At more than $2.73 an hour or whatever it was.
Yeah, well, he could charge them, couldn't he,
yeah.
for that, as
yeah.
gym membership.
Yeah.
Basically.
Get some tubby ones that yeah. need to...
No, let's not go there.
I thought also as well, I mean, that's just one of our grants that we've got available,
yeah, sure.
but later on in the show, maybe I can tell you about a couple of the others.
Tell us about it now.
Let's
go.
I want to know.
So we're all keen and eager now.
Well, don't be coy.
Yeah.
I've got lots of money to give away,
free money. Get your free money here.
Exactly. Yeah. So another program we're running, another kind of environmental themed program, Low Carbon Workspaces,
right.
and that's for businesses that are looking, SMEs again in the southeast, that are looking to reduce their energy spend, so cut their costs, cut overhead costs.
Right.
We can fund anything that will help with the kind of makeup of the building. So that might be double glazing, insulation, new boilers, or we can also help with manufacturing companies that have got equipment that's not as energy efficient as it used to be. So it might be old machinery would be looking to be replaced. And in doing so, it may make production more efficient, and also their energy efficiency may increase as well.
Okay.
And that's a grant for £5,000
okay.
for that one.
Oh, there we are. We could get new kettle for Channel Radio.
Yeah, well, actually, being serious, I am actually interested. If you can help with a boiler, because I've got some premises that have got a 5-million-year-old boiler,
yeah.
which is steam-driven, and it's awful.
Okay, well, we can definitely have a chat about that. So
yeah, absolutely.
So that's the same process. We've got people on hand to help with the application process, goes to a panel, and a decision is made. As long as there's an energy efficiency saving there, then it will usually be supported.
Cool.
And the other grant we've got is about sustainable travel. Now, we were talking about this earlier when I arrived.
Yeah,
cause if I'd known Teresa was coming from Watford, I could have car shared part of the way. But unfortunately, it didn't work out like that. So, the other program's called Sustainable Routes, and that's a grant of £1,000. And that's to help businesses that want to reduce their travel. So it could be looking at video conferencing facilities, it could be at laptops for flexible working for staff to work from home, or it could be they might want to go on the fitness side of things in terms of having bikes for employees or shower facilities to allow employees to cycle to work. And it's another straightforward application process. So.
Yeah, that's the thing with showers, because I was working the other day with someone who'd been doing something, and they did pong a bit, I have to say, when they came
that's
in.
That's never pleasant.
You know, a little sweaty person, I was edging away from him. Just to read out the website for that's www.lowcarbonworkspaces.co.uk, and that grant was up to 5,000.
That's right.
And then www.sustainableroutes.co.uk, and that was 1,000 grant.
Yep, that's that's roots as in the road roots, not tree roots.
Thank you for saying that. Yep. Routes,
cool.
Or route if you're in USA.
We will put all the links from all of those websites onto the Kent Business Radio website so that you can follow up with them. And we will leave those links in, not only in today's show, which is show number 199, but we'll also put them into our community pages, because we have pages where community activity goes. So we'll put those links in both places for you to follow up, because there's some really interesting initiatives there.
That'd be really great. And you mentioned community. We can also support community organisations through the Low Carbon Workspaces Scheme. So if there's like village halls and things like that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They're always drafty, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what we find usually.
Yeah.
So it is available to all. And if anyone has any questions, then they should get in contact with us.
Fantastic.
So I'm wondering about restaurants and things. Often you go to a restaurant and they're really cold, drafty in the winter. So could they get a grant for putting a wood burner in, for example?
We could fund for a wood burner. We haven't had any applications for that so far.
Watch it. She's on a cunning plan here. I can tell. When she starts asking wood burners, you know to walk the other way, because she's got a cunning plan.
It's important to note as well that we can't fund franchises. And so we have to be
That's
careful.
That's quite common with grants, isn't
it? Yeah.
The franchise thing.
They don't fund them. You know, because the whole point of taking a franchise is the franchisor is supposed to do things like that. That's the whole thing that you're paying for.
Mm.
So that makes...
Now you're my witness, Luke, that Paul Andrews has just agreed with me on a show. I think that's probably the first.
It was an accident.
The first time.
It was an accident. 6 years.
It was an accident. Yeah, I didn't mean to.
Things are changing, you know.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. You had a difference already. We're reconciled.
We're sorting out the old boiler at last.
You said that, not me. I thought it.
It can be masculine, you know.
Yeah. Luke, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for coming all the way down to us, see us on the station here at Channel Radio. Thank you for that, and thank you for all of that information. We will put all of that on the Business Bunker website so our listeners can follow up with it. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. But for the moment, Luke Faulkner of Engage, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Cool. Jules, I've got loads of tweets, I've got loads of emails.
New Bible for small business owners to be launched at Business Solutions Seminar. A business solutions seminar in Maidstone will be the launch pad for a new book to help SMEs, small business owners and entrepreneurs be more organised. And this informative session is aimed at small and startups, and it's entitled Solutions Not Problems, and will feature speakers from High Growth Kent, Invicta Chamber of Commerce and the Kent author of the recently published business Bible, The Organised Business. It's going to be held at the Orangery Turkey Mill on Wednesday the 12th of November, so that's mañana, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And the topics on discussion, some of them will be Escalate Funding, the Growth Accelerator Programme and getting new customers and advice on how to scale your business. William Wood will be, he's the one that wrote The Organised Business, will be presenting and offering advice and tips to key figures in the small business community. So for more info, you can go to organisedbusiness.co.uk and find out more about it. But that is tomorrow at the Turkey Mill at 6 p.m.
Cool. Is that your phone buzzing?
Yeah, it's leaning. It's on the side of us leaning. It's mostly you tweeting.
Yeah, well, you ought to turn it off.
No, it is off. It's just leaning.
Well, it keeps buzzing and it's annoying me.
I've put it on the carpet now.
Yeah. Get Growing, the Great British Roadshow. When you're running your business, it's hard to find time to really grow it because you're so busy just getting through what you have to do each day. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
A small business owner struggle to find time to work on their business because they're working in it. So what can you do? The answer is to get more strategic about growing your small business. This means proper planning and using the right virtual teams and tools to free up your valuable time and let you plan for the growth you'd like to see. You're lucky, there's a workshop that will show you how. And it's taking place on Thursday the 20th of November. And it's at the Abode Hotel in Canterbury. That's in Canterbury High Street. And it's 9:30 registration for a 10 o'clock start. And the roadshow finishes at 2:30. And you can find out all about it by going to the website www.britishbusinessroadshow.co.uk. That's britishbusinessroadshow.co.uk. Please do check that out. That's how to grow your business in Canterbury at the Abode Hotel on Thursday the 20th of November. So do get along to that.
two major energy companies move into thriving enterprise zone and push occupancy status to 54%. And this is the Discovery Park, which is celebrating the arrival of its latest tenants. It's now 54% occupancy. Dong Energy, D-O-N-G, a world leader in offshore wind and national grid, an international electricity and gas company, have joined the growing tenant community at Europe's largest science and technology park. So the site had just five tenants when it was taken over by Discovery Park Limited, a private consortium 2 years ago, and it has now since then attracted a host of companies locally, nationally and internationally. So let's see, Dong Energy originates from Denmark, where their head office is based.
Sorry, who's that?
Dong Energy.
Sorry, who's that?
Have you just cottoned on?
No, I know it all along. I've been... What's it called?
It's not April Fool's, is it?
No.
Dong Energy. I've kept a straight face.
You did. Yes.
What came to mind when I was reading it was, did they
not know.
Consult a brand expert? Because there's always that thing, isn't there, when you come from abroad.
Have I ever told you my funny story about Frank Perdue in the US?
No.
Frank was a chicken. You know,
he was a chicken.
No. It's like KFC.
Right.
Purdue's Chicken Shacks are really big across
like
the Southwest.
Like Bernard Matthews.
Yeah, no. It's like Kentucky Fried Chicken. But Frank Perdue owns like 2,000 restaurants across Arizona, Texas, and places like that. And he, like a lot of American entrepreneurs, he always did his own TV ads. And their catchphrase was, "It takes a tough man to make tender chicken."
Right.
It takes a tough man to make tender chicken. Yeah. And Frank used to stand there in a cowboy hat and boots and stuff. He's like, "It takes a tough man to make tender chicken."
Yeah.
Well, they decided to expand into Mexico and they decided to dub his advert in Spanish and just do the same advert, except someone dubbed it into Spanish and not Mexican Spanish.
Right.
In which he ended up saying, "It takes a hard man to make a chicken affectionate."
I love that.
Yeah.
Actually, you have told me that before. But I like it so much.
Cool.
But the dong is real.
Do carry on.
Well, what the worst bit was earlier on, but you weren't concentrating. I had to keep it straight. But it says, not only is it Dong Energy, but it's also world leader in offshore wind.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, the whole thing just... Yeah. Are you sure it's not
a spoof.
An April Fool's?
It's a spoof. No,
is
it's
it?
Not. No,
is
it's
it one
not.
You've put in?
No, it's not. It's not. It's real. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, I think they do need to perhaps look at rebranding. But well done and congratulations. And well done, Jules Serkin, for keeping a straight face throughout the whole of that process.
Yeah, you did quite well with that, actually.
I
had to... You didn't laugh or snicker or anything.
No.
Well, I had to force you to do that.
Professional to the end.
About talent. What about financials? Following the success of our previous cash flow seminar led by Cripps Law, our next event on the 26th of November has BSR Bespoke, providing guidance on financial systems and procedures that can be put in place to help you best manage your cash flow. The seminar will include budgeting and forecasting, management accounts, VAT schemes, credit control and finance alternatives. Our seminars are delivered by specialists in the legal and financial matters that can affect small businesses. Previous attendees have said it was great to get personalised advice relevant to my business. And I like the relaxed format, and I learned an awful lot with some of the comments that they got. If you'd like to find out more about the About Talent Financial Workshop, you can go to their website, which is www.abouttalent.co.uk.
New owners, airport planners to create vision for former airport site. This is the Manston Airport Scheme.
Right.
The £1 billion redevelopment of the former Manston Airport site in Thanet took a step closer to its realisation this week when planners were appointed. Specialist property advisors GVA and urban regeneration designers Planet, P-L-A-N-I-T, Intelligent Environments, have been tasked with creating the 800-acre site's master plan, which will incorporate space for a wide range of businesses, as well as schools, houses, shops and other community facilities. The news is the first major announcement regarding the future of the site since its purchase by regeneration specialist Trevor Kartner and Chris Musgrave in September of this year. And commenting on the appointment, Chris said, "This appointment is a significant step and allows us to progress our ambitious vision for Manston's redevelopment into a mixed-use community." So the master plan will take approximately 8 months to develop, says Chris, and following this we will be seeking feedback through a full public period of public consultation. Perhaps they'll put an airport in it, in the middle of the hub.
Don't think so.
That would be good. Or a helipad.
I don't think so.
Should we get them on the show?
Sorry?
Should we get them on the show?
Yeah, we can do.
Find out what the plans are.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We need to crack on, though, because we've got another great guest to talk to, and I've got a record to play as well. Coming up after the Business Bunker Show at 3 o'clock, we have Kevin Cameron, Extra Milk, and his special guest on today's show is Holly Johnson.
Wow.
Later, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, so I thought...
It's a relaxed show.
No, we're not going to do relaxed.
No, it's too obvious. Yeah. But it will be a relaxed show.
I thought I'd do The Power of Love, really.
Yeah, nice one. By Jennifer Rush.
No, by Holly Johnson wrote this.
But she has her own little version.
Yeah, but Holly
Johnson. Not like his.
Holly Johnson wrote it.
He's fantastic. Yeah. We love him.
And he'll be on Kevin Cannon's show at 3 o'clock.
Feels like can't wait.
I'm so in love with you. Dreams are like angels. They keep bad at bay, bad at bay. Love is the light. Scaring darkness away, yeah. I'm so in love with you, hurt so. Make love your goal. The power of love, a force from
If you need expert financial advice you can both understand and trust on your savings and investments, retirement planning, equity release or life and health insurance, talk to the experts at Facts and Figures Chartered Financial Planners. Phone 01233 722 922 or check them out at www.fffp.co.uk. Facts and Figures, independent financial advice everyone can follow. www.fffp.co.uk.
I'm all right, Jack, keep your hands off of my stack.
Temp Network have hundreds of vacancies across West Kent. We offer ongoing work, weekly pay and a variety of shift patterns to suit your needs. Visit us at www.tempnetwork.co.uk or call Tunbridge Wells 531 treble 7.
Now let's work it to the bone, 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 come on, work.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show with me, Paul Andrews, and her, Jill Serkin. On Tuesday, the 11th of November, and that was a bit of Frankie Goes to Hollywood. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome back onto the Business Bunker show our next guest for today, the absolutely lovely Teresa Scott of Kennedy Scott. Teresa, thank you so much for coming back onto the show and for joining us again. How are you?
Very well, Paul. Thank you very much for having me back.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. Tell the listener, for those that don't recall, a little bit about Kennedy Scott and what you do.
Kennedy Scott are running programmes of what we call employment support across Kent, Surrey, Sussex, home counties. We go up, actually now, as far as Birmingham. We've just won a contract in Birmingham, which is hugely exciting. Mm. And we offer support for people who have been made redundant or who want to return to the workforce or people who have been long-term unemployed for various reasons, sometimes due to ill health or a debilitating condition, and we can give them support and advice and guidance and produce their CVs and really it's a whole holistic package.
Absolutely. I was lucky enough to be invited to your office in Maidstone a couple of weeks ago and meet some of your clients and people that you've worked with and see some of the success stories that you've had. And you've had many, many success stories, obviously. And also, I know you started this when you were a mere child.
Because
you've been going quite a while now, haven't you?
It's young enterprise. I'm a huge advocate for young enterprise. We've been running 25 years now.
Absolutely.
And we're celebrating our 25th year anniversary. Mm-hmm. Wow. Various events across Kent. We have one, in fact, on Friday at our Folkestone Centre. Mm-hmm. We have Damien Collins, local MP, coming along. And we also have the Deputy Mayor, who is Councillor Emily Arnold of Folkestone. And we will be celebrating with past customers who have got jobs, employers who use our service, many Kennedy Scott staff. And it's a good opportunity for any employers out there who might be looking to take on staff. This is a free service and we can help you every step of the way. If you're interested in that area, do come along. It's 12 till 1 on Friday the 14th of November. And we are based in Unit 7, Shearway Business Park, Shearway Road, Folkestone, CT19 4RH.
Cool. For those of you that are local, that's on the same place that the Channel Chamber of Commerce is based as well at Shearwater, isn't it?
It's a great little community, business community there, so there are lots of actual jobs within that community itself.
Right, okay. No, cool.
Teresa, can you give us a little story about somebody that you've helped, a little case scenario that you can think of?
We've got many. I think I mentioned one a couple of weeks ago when I was on about the two people that were living in a tent. That was a huge achievement. And I have to say, I raised that particular case study with the Shadow Minister. We had a networking event at the House of Commons last week.
Woo-hoo.
Same day as the riots, so it was good fun.
Right.
And they were talking about needing lots more money, and in fact it's not necessarily about money.
No.
It's about being a one-stop shop. It's about having all the advice there at your fingertips. It's also about bringing in other agencies. I mean, Luke's got a great company there for somebody who's starting a business. That's further support. There's a whole host of people that we bring in to support them. So
it's interesting, an organisation such as yours, and why you're so successful is because you can do that, can't you? I mean, there are loads of organisations and different things happening, and it's sometimes it's just a question of knowing about them all and pulling them all together and focusing on a particular client group. Because one of the things that you do see with you know, higher level government initiatives is that they tend to be macro level things, and they don't really get down to a human level. And an organisation such as yours gets down to a human level and deals with people one person at a time. And that's really the only way you can do anything really sustainable for the long term.
Absolutely. You have to look at all their individual situation and whatever you need to pull in for that particular person. And it could be that you need to send them on a course, or you need to buy them boots so they can go and work on a building site. There's a whole host of things. But I'm going to mention one particular person who we presented an award to recently. In fact, Paul was there when we did. And Jake actually works for us, but he began his journey as a customer at our Maidstone Centre. And he suffered from crippling anxiety prior to attending the centre, and he had to really psych himself up to even go to the centre in the first place. And we supported him, we sent him on some training courses, he successfully completed his MBQ in business administration. And he was such an asset, we decided to keep him.
Absolutely.
So after his apprenticeship finished, he served an apprenticeship with us. We have taken him on as an invaluable admin assistant based at our Canterbury Centre.
And the really interesting thing about this young lad, as Teresa said, he was really, really chronically shy and nervous. And when I met him, Jake and I did a video in one take. Yeah, I sat and interviewed him, and he sat and talked to me in one take with no problem at all. Wow. And the turnaround in someone is unbelievable to behold. It's really actually difficult to put it across of how impactful that was. But he sat there with a camera in his face, he and I just chatting, and he did it in one take absolutely brilliantly. And what a turnaround.
So with the anxiety that he was having, do you sort of get them if they need to have like cognitive behavioural therapy or things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes, if the project allows, we do provide that ourselves.
Right.
And in fact, I have a lovely story about somebody that used to work for me who is now based down in Sussex. And she worked for me in Hertfordshire at our head office. And she was an admin assistant. And in her spare time, she was actually trained to be a counsellor.
Right.
Paid for herself. And when we won a project in Brighton, she came to me very tentatively and said, could I possibly support the new project? I've been studying counselling and I've got my qualifications, and I think that you need a counsellor down there, CBT counsellor. And we absolutely agreed. She relocated, she worked down across two centres, and she provided invaluable support to those customers. And one of the best models, which in fact, I did mention to Lord Freud at a recent conference, is when, particularly with ESA customers, is when you have a holistic approach and you give them everything simultaneously. I think in the past, sometimes programs have not worked so quickly because they try and cover one barrier at a time.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then it's a long, protracted process. Whereas we ran a program that we won an award for in West London, and we provided them with CBT counselling, health and fitness coach, particularly if people have had back problems.
Sure.
You want to get them mobile, you want to make them feel good, so it's a feel-good factor. We also provide the CV and all of the job search support and advice and guidance, then access to local employers, coaching for interview. It was completely holistic, and we would pull in benefits advice and debt counselling and all of that stuff too, and that was hugely successful.
Fantastic.
Really inspiring.
Yeah. From your point of view as an organisation, Teresa, what is it that you need more than anything else? I mean, presumably you need contact from employers that are going to work with you to find jobs for these people. Is that
absolutely
the primary thing?
Yes. Yeah. We need to break down the perceptions created by the national press that the unemployed are you know, languishing on benefits. How anyone can languish on benefits, I do not know, because that they wouldn't support anybody for very long. It's not the case at all. These people are eminently employable. We can give them the right coaching through the interview process. We can even now provide skills support afterwards. We can link them up with other agencies that can support them. So it's really quite a holistic approach. You can provide a whole outsourced recruitment and selection process with ongoing training for an employer, and it doesn't cost them a penny because it's paid for by the government.
Absolutely. It is one of those things, and it's another one of my soapbox issues, so I won't rant about it too much and take up your time. But basically, the press have got completely the wrong end of the stick as far as the employment marketplace is concerned. And they've continued to actually create the environment that didn't exist when they started doing it, if you see what I mean. Because a lot of young people believe what they read in the papers, that they are unemployable, there are no jobs, and all the rest of that stuff. It's all utter nonsense, has been nonsense since day one, but they now start to believe it, and therefore some of them, not many, but some of them can then start to give up and go, what's the point? What's the point in looking? You know, every day you open the papers, there's no jobs, I'm unemployable, you know, da-da-da-da-da. It's not true. And likewise, with people with disabilities, the FSB have recently started a campaign called See the Ability, Not the Disability.
Absolutely.
Which is a massive difference in the way you look at things. People have talents, and they have usable talents. Our job as employers is to see ways of deploying that talent so that it helps everybody.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
We always look at what they can do, not what they can't do.
Absolutely, That's fantastic. So basically, from your point of view, from Kennedy Scott's point of view, you need to hear from more employers in each of the areas that you're dealing in, particularly.
Definitely, because I think they're missing out on a very, very valuable service that isn't going to cost them any money.
And you have offices right across the southeast, do you not?
We do. We've got four offices in Kent, Canterbury, Dover, Maidstone, Folkestone. We have offices in Surrey and Sussex. And we are in West and East London, and now we're working our way up to Birmingham. So,
okay. So, 25 years. So, 25th anniversary. You started a business when you were two. And you've grown and grown and grown because you're a substantial business nowadays. What's the plans? Where are you going from here?
We want to expand. We certainly want to certainly expand across the whole of the UK. We want more contracts in our own right, because smaller companies like us at the moment are subject to a prime contractor model, even though we are delivering the performance. I think the one that certainly is working best is the one where you've got a prime contractor who doesn't actually co-deliver. They provide the managing agent service and you provide the delivery service.
Right,
so
okay.
we want to expand that. I have to say, and the press don't like this either, but Work Programme is very successful.
Yeah.
We have 43% first job outcomes across Folkestone.
Right.
And we have 78% of those people staying in work for a year. So that's a huge achievement compared
Absolutely.
To any past statistics. And I think this is a programme that they now need to build on. Whichever politics you adhere to,
Absolutely.
You need to build on this now. Because if somebody else comes in next May and they throw everything out and start again, you're back to not achieving that performance.
Isn't that what the problem has been for years and years and years? Is the political instability all the time
changing
that faces.
It,
Every time a new lot gets in, the first thing they do is chuck out everything the old lot do and then put their own version of it in.
Yeah.
And all that does is waste loads of taxpayers' money and destabilises everything.
Yeah.
When will they ever stop doing that? It's ridiculous.
And there's so much to learn. You know, if you've got stuff that has worked already, then please build on that.
Yeah.
Rebrand it, tweak it, review it. But don't start from scratch and think you have the answers, because it's working now.
But Teresa, you've talked a lot about admin. What other sort of jobs are you offering?
We work across the board, and we work with a wide range of employers, and we also work with executives. Often people think that if they've been in a managerial role, then these sorts of projects aren't for them, but that's not the case at all. We do have jobs at every level, and we have contacts at every level in organisations. We have worked with a wide range. Travis Perkins are one of them we're working with in Kent at the moment. We've worked with distribution companies, warehousing, retail, care, health and social care, a real wide range.
Sure. Are you involved at all with apprenticeships?
We are not delivering directly ourselves. We are running our own apprenticeship schemes internally. And I think one of our apprentices won an award quite recently. But we are just, we're sort of starting out, if you like. We've just won a first couple of contracts to do that. So we will be expanding into apprenticeships because we feel very passionately about that too.
Right.
And one that I also feel very strongly about myself, particularly today, as it's the 11th day of the 11th month, ex-forces, helping ex-forces get back into work.
Mm. And where to start on that one?
Well, because there's some interesting issues there, because it depends on how long you've been serving as well, doesn't it? Because some ex-forces personnel that haven't qualified by being in long enough basically get no support at all when they leave the forces.
We'd be very happy to help them, whether we're funded for it or not.
Right.
They can come along to our centre and we would definitely
Fantastic.
Do our best to help them.
Mm. Fantastic. So there you go. If you've recently left the forces or you're thinking about leaving the forces and you're not sure where you can go for help, try your local Kennedy Scott office. As Teresa said, there are offices in Kent, at least in Maidstone, Folkestone, Dover and Canterbury.
Yeah.
Cool. Fantastic. Teresa, we could talk about this for ages. Sadly, we're running out of time. Give us a shout for your websites and Twitter handles and all that kind of stuff so people can find out more about you should they need to.
Our website is www.kennedyscott.co.uk and everything is on there, our Twitter handle and everything else.
Fantastic. And also there's an event at the Folkestone office for, and if you're an employer in Folkestone and you want to toddle down and say hello, do feel free to do that. It's at Shearwater in Folkestone this Friday at 12 o'clock.
Shearway Business Park, Shearway, Unit 7. 12 till 1, and we will be providing lunch and a birthday cake.
Fantastic.
Which we have.
I'm coming.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
And you too, Jules.
Thank you.
Oh, you don't want her. You don't want her. You don't want her. She'll eat all the cake.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
And the lunch.
It's fabulous cake.
Teresa, thank you so much for joining us again. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show, as always. And more power to you. Keep on keeping on. We love what you do, and you make such a difference to so many people. Thank you so much.
Positive. Cool. Nice positive.
Absolutely.
Both our guests are positive.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about making a difference. It's about helping people. Yeah. It's about making things happen. And there isn't enough of that goes on, you know. It's great.
I was thinking about transport as well. We'll do that on another show. But, you know, when you're on the dole or haven't got much money, a lot of the jobs around here are hard to get to.
Yeah, you're quite right. Rural transport is non-existent. Mm. It's one of the big problems with this area where we are in the studio here on Romney Marsh is that there's virtually no employment here. And since the power station was closed, that's got even worse. 10 miles away in Ashford, they can't find enough people, but there's no public transport between the two places. So for youngsters trying to get work, it's almost impossible.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous.
We need some grants, perhaps, for some coaches.
We need some buses, is what we need.
Some coaches and buses.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a Kent Business Tweet Up. This is a free, friendly business networking. There are 4 great Tweet Up venues at the moment. So the next one is Thursday the 20th of November. It's 10 till 12 and it's at the Hotel Continental in Whitstable. So just rock up and bring your business cards and mingle. And then the 28th of November, 10 a.m, it's Lenley's, which is in Roper Road, Canterbury, with free parking. And again, that's upstairs in the little cafe there, the Terrazzo. So that's 10 a.m. on Thursday the 28th of November at Lenley's. The website is www.kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk.
Cool. We've had a tweet from Swanstaff, and they say, "Hi, Vanilla Web and the Business Bunker crew. Swanstaff are raising money for Children in Need, which is this Friday, is it not?
Yeah.
With a quiz and dress up as a superhero day."
Oh, you'd love that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. What could I go as?
You could go as a sort of Fagin.
Fagin. Fagin was a superhero, was he?
Well,
a Victorian superhero to the street urchins.
I only ever think of you as Fagin, really.
Do you? Thank you.
You know.
Lex Luthor.
Got to pick a pocket or two.
Yeah.
Create is back Thursday, 27th
anyway,
November.
Anyway, sorry, before...
Oh, were you saying something? Sorry.
Yeah, I was talking about Swanstaff. You can follow Swanstaff on the Twitter at Swanstaff is their Twitter handle, and they are a recruitment consultancy based in Swanley, and they also have offices around Kent and Essex.
You could go as, what's her name, Catwoman, couldn't you? That would be nice.
I could go as Catwoman.
Catwoman.
Yeah, okay.
Union 23 saying, hello, Business Bunker. Hello, Vanilla Web. Hello, Jules Serkin. Great show so far today.
Thank you, guys.
Create is back. This is at Fruitworks. It's Thursday, the 27th of November. And Fruitworks, in conjunction with the University of Kent Business School, hosting the fun, free networking event. And you can link through to tickets,
fruitworks.co.
You always fool me with that, don't you?
It's .co.
It's very unusual.
No, it's not. It's the top level domain, .co.
Maybe not now.
Alamo Restaurant are saying that they're enjoying the show and they're very interested in the eco grants. And
yes,
they may well be contacting you about that.
Well, they live, Luke, under a railway station. That's their restaurant.
Railway,
in Whitstable.
A railway viaduct.
Railway thing, you know, big arch. And very drafty, very drafty. So they might be in touch. The Personal Trainer Company, this is unusual, personalised fitness for every body. Children in Need fitness fundraisers, Saturday the 15th of November. And the Personal Trainer Company are pleased to announce they are to host two free fitness events to raise money for BBC Children in Need Appeal. Sessions are open to anybody and everybody who would like to take part, health permitting. So, suggested donation, £3 to £5, which will go to the Children in Need Appeal. There'll also be raffle tickets at £1 each. And winners will receive two free personal training sessions, value £90. Right, where are they? Tankerton Slopes, right near me, opposite Marine Hotel, 10 a.m. to 11, Maxine and Ava's Family Fun Fitness Session, and that's 11 a.m. on Saturday the 15th, and Warmer Strand, next to the bandstand in Warmer, at CT14 7DX, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. That's Ted and Matt's Fit Camp Factory Charity Blast, and that's from Ted Bassett Miles, the personal training company.
Cool.
So that sounds great.
Thank you. I've had a tweet from Sally Laker, Sally for Cakes on the Twitter, and she says, Vanilla Web, Jules Serkin, we are looking for prizes for the Christmas raffle for the deaf children's football team, if anyone can help. So if you could donate some raffle prizes to the Kent deaf children's football team, you can do that at two Twitter handles to find out more. Sally4Cakes, Sally number 4 Cakes, or Herne Bay Youth FC, both on the Twitter, Herne Bay Youth FC, or Sally number 4 Cakes, and please donate some raffle prizes for the Kent deaf children's football team. Thank you.
Kent and Victor Chamber have a networking breakfast with business. It includes full English, 8 to 9:30. It's an opportunity, they say, to put your business in the spotlight, to highlight your products and services and explain how these can help other businesses. Guest speaker on this Thursday coming up, 13th, is Zoe Cairns, and it's the importance of being social with your online activities. It's at Maidstone Museum in Maidstone, and Wednesday 26th of November, Canterbury Golf Club, Canterbury, and also the 4th of December, which is a Thursday, at the Dog and Bear Hotel in Lenham. And you can go on to kentbusinessradio.co.uk to find out details of this and all events.
Yeah, Zoe's also got an event on the 28th of November in Ashford, which we did read out last week and we'll read out again next week. Alex Waterton, Microsoft trainer, just two places left for Wednesday's Microsoft Excel Taster session at F Keys in Canterbury. It's 9:30 till 12. It's only £45, and you can find out more about it by calling the following number, 01227, that's Canterbury, 01227 491227, 491227, or you can follow Alex Waterton on the Twitter, at Alex Waterton. And that's Wednesday, that's tomorrow, manana, an MS Excel taster session in Canterbury. So do get along to that. Rising stars, develop your network as you grow your career. at the Holiday Inn Express, Dartford, 6pm to 8pm on Thursday, the 20th of November. Rising Stars is the new networking support forum for rising stars in professional services within the Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce. Rising Stars is aimed at non-business owners and directors in the professions, such as accountants, bankers, financial advisors, insolvency practitioners, solicitors and surveyors. This forum aims to help those destined for future leadership roles to develop their management and interpersonal skills, expertise and contacts so that they have the skills and peer group when they break through that glass ceiling. It includes tea, coffee and buffet food, and you can find out all about it by going to the kentinvictorchamber.co.uk website. And the event on the 20th of November at the Holiday Inn Express Dartford is sponsored by CWJ, BBR and Barnes Roof. So do get along to that if you're an aspiring professional.
Which you are.
Oh, I'm not. No, I'm an old reprobate me.
Oh, reptile, more like.
Something like that, yeah. Have you got any more emails?
No, I've done mine diligently.
I've almost come to the end of mine. We have got some more tweets to read out, but we are fast running out of time. So I think rather than do that... Well, I'll tell you what, I was going to...
Teresa's got one little snippet.
Yeah, sure.
I've been told that I need to tell everybody our Twitter handle, which is at Kennedy Scott Limited.
Fantastic.
And not really limited at all. They're unlimited forever.
The sky's the limit, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Is that LTD or the full word, do you know?
No, LTD. The abbreviation LTD.
Yeah. Right, so Kennedy Scott LTD on the Twitter.
You'll see them on our timeline, won't they?
They are all over our timeline at the moment. And as Teresa said anyway, if you go to their website, it has got all those details on there. And there's you can find their website links on the Kent Business Radio website.
And we would like to thank our sponsors, wouldn't we, Paul?
And we indeed would love to thank today's sponsors, which are Fogo Chop House, the new concept buffet restaurant, barbecued meat in Maidstone at the Lock Meadows Centre. Do get along and try them out. Say hi. If you do go along there, just say that you heard about them on the Business Bunker show.
Exactly, and have a chop.
Yeah. And Rajiv and the team there will be happy to welcome you. Mm. It's actually very cost-effective as well, because it is an all-you-can-eat buffet. And I think...
Do they sort of turf you out after so many hours, though, if it were me?
Well, I was there for ages, actually. So, no, they didn't... If you arrived, they could go broke. They could go broke in under an hour. But for normal people, no, it's okay. And the menu starts from £12 a person. It's not exactly extortionate we're talking here.
No.
And it's right by the cinema as well, so you can take in a movie and then get something to eat, either before or afterwards. Mm-hmm. So a massive, massive thank you to Fogo Chop House for sponsoring today's show. We welcome their support and their active involvement in what we're doing. It just leaves me to say a massive, massive thank you for everybody that took part in today's show. David Bowman of IMA Marketing, who rang in earlier, as did Trish Stretton from People Face to Face with their workshop tomorrow at the Chaucer Business Park in Whitstable. A massive, massive thank you for making the trip down here to Luke Faulkner of Engage.
On a penny farthing as well.
On a penny farthing too, yeah. And for telling us all about the fantastic grants that they have on offer for businesses located in the southeast. And we've already had a load of feedback on Twitter about people that are expressing interest in grabbing some of the loot that's on offer.
Yeah.
As always, a massive, massive thank you to the absolutely delightful Teresa Scott, Kennedy Scott, who carries on, keeping on, making such a huge difference to people trying to find their way into the world of work. And we're looking forward to joining them on Friday at Folkestone in their latest celebration of their 25th anniversary.
I will be at Kent Young Chefs with Scoff and Quaff and My Mite with Richard Phillips, the chef.
Oh, are you?
Yes, I'll be there, hopefully partaking of their food.
Fantastic.
Kent Young Chefs.
Cool. Well, we've reached the end of the show. Coming up on Channel Radio on the rest of the day, as I said earlier, at 3 o'clock, we have Kevin Cam with the Extra Milk Show, and his special guest is Mr. Holly Johnson, late of Frankie Goes to Hollywood, but now a firmly established solo artist, and I believe he's going to be talking about the new album he's just about to release. And then at 5 o'clock, we have the lady's favourite, Mr. Craig Avery. At 7 o'clock, we have Beer, Birds, Bulls and Bands. Boys are down the pub. Phil and Jonathan are back with a very special guest tonight. A really cracking guest they've got tonight.
Who is it then?
Me.
Is it? Oh, is that why you're bigging it up? You're on there. Oh, my God.
Oh, dear. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
And then after that, at 9 o'clock, we have Mr. Jamie Andrews with the New Potato Show, 18 tracks of hand-picked new unsigned music, starting off his third year of broadcasting with the first his first show of year three on channelradio.co.uk. You've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and heard Jules Serkin. We will be back with you next week.
Bye-bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.